A Nordic Truce Against the Levant Near East. Alfred Ernst Rosenberg was the top Nazi party philosopher. He was one of the principal authors of key Nazi ideological creeds. Rosenberg was born in Estonia in 1893, then part of the Russian Empire. His father was a wealthy merchant from Latvia. His mother was an Estonian with French background. Dietrich Eckart first introduced Alfred Rosenberg to Adolf Hitler. Rosenberg, who held several important posts in the Nazi government, formulated extreme German nationalism and a fanatical anti-Semitism. He opened the Institute for the Study of the Jewish Question. Rosenberg's shady philosophy was contrived to remodel the German Ashkenazi into the Nordic Nazi or to recruit maternal Germanic Aryans if they could provide Vatican-authorized Aryan marriage certificates of both their parents and grandparents, and were prepared to replace Judaism with the fanatical Nazi eugenics way of thinking. The international fashion house and clothing manufacturer Hugo Boss produced uniforms for the Nazi Party. English comedian Russell Brand was reproached in 2013 when he brought up Hugo Boss' history with the Nazi Party at a GQ award show. Brand said, "Our rights to protest are being continually eroded." Russell Brand guest-edited an issue of the New Statesman magazine in October 2013. In 1933, Nazi propagandist George Sylvester Viereck promised Hitler will come to an understanding with the German Jews, by making an agreement with them, as he did with the Catholic Church. Viereck pledged a settlement between the Führer and the German Jews similar to his concordat with the Vatican. He therefore attempts to lull American public opinion by speaking of the possibility of a concordat, a pact of peace between Hitler and the Jewry of Germany, objected Helmut von Gerlach, a prominent European writer. Samuel Dickstein, the chairman of the House of Representatives Immigration Committee, announced he would begin an investigation of Nazi propaganda in the United States. Obviously, Goebbels and Viereck have drawn up quite an extensive propaganda plan for the United States. An official National Socialist Party bureau has been established in New York. Viereck called chief Nazi propagandist in U.S., Jewish Telegraphic Agency, December 17, 1933. Hitler was cleverly prepared to make a truce with German Jews, Ashkenazim, not Russian Jews or Near East Jews, because various Ashkenazim are European by tribe. There are Franks and Saxons whose maternal line converted to Judaism. The Nazis wanted them to switch back to a steadfast allegiance for the White Aryan Führer. The mistress and wife of Adolf Hitler was perhaps a hand-picked model for a pact. Here's a family secret: Adolf Hitler's wife had Jewish ancestors. Groundbreaking DNA tests almost 70 years after her death have revealed that Eva Braun counted Ashkenazi Jews among her forebears. The tests have been carried out by a British television program, according to The Independent. Researchers bought locks of Hitler's lover's hair for over $1,500, which had previously been found on one of her hair brushes. Analysis revealed a sequence of DNA strongly associated with the Ashkenazis. David Harding, Hitler Shock, Hair DNA Shows Eva Braun Had Jewish Roots, New York Daily News, April 5, 2014. Eva A.P. Braun had Ashkenazi Jewish ancestry. The revelation appeared in a Channel 4 TV report, April 9, 2014, Dead Famous DNA, and was played up in various news bulletins. Forensic scientists sequenced the hypervariable region of the mitochondrial DNA from a sample of hairs extracted from a monogrammed hairbrush found at the end of the Second World War in Braun's apartment at Hitler's Alpine residence, the Berghof in Bavaria, by an American Army intelligence officer. They found a specific sequence within the mitochondrial DNA, a small genome within the mitochondria of the cell that is passed down the maternal line from mother to daughter unchanged over the generations, belonging to haplogroup N1B1, which is associated with Ashkenazi Jews. Adam Sherwin, did Adolf Hitler marry a Jewish woman? DNA tests show Eva Braun associated with Ashkenazi Jews, The Independent, April 5, 2014. There were other listed Ashkenazis that Adolf Hitler was partial to. One well-known man that Hitler was fond of was the Austrian Jewish physician Dr. Eduard Bloch, who until 1907 was the doctor of Adolf Hitler's family. Hitler awarded Bloch extraordinary protection after the Nazi annexing of Austria. In his testimony to the OSS, Dr. Bloch stated that Hitler had sent him postcards, New Year's wishes and one of his paintings. In 1937, a number of local Nazis attended the party conference at Nuremberg. After the conference, Hitler invited several of these people to come with him to his mountain villa at Berchtesgaden. The Führer asked for news of Linz. How was the town? Were people there supporting him? He asked for news of me. Was I still alive, still practicing? Then he made a statement irritating to local Nazis. Dr. Bloch, said Hitler, is an Edeljude, a noble Jew. If all Jews were like him, there would be no Jewish question. Hitler's favorite Jew, The Strange Case of Dr. Eduard Bloch, Open Salon, August 28, 2009. There was also the case of the judge Ernst Hess, who commanded Adolf Hitler's unit during the First World War. Hess had a Jewish mother and was therefore regarded a full-blooded Jew by Nazi race laws. Some German Jews escaped the Holocaust by fleeing the country, others hid, and some battled to stay alive long enough to be freed from the Nazi death camps. But Ernst Hess owed his survival to the personal intervention of Adolf Hitler. The Führer ordered his SS thugs to leave the Jewish judge alone because Hess had been his commanding officer during the First World War. Hitler looked back on his time on the Western Front with great pride and fondness, so, while some 6 million Jews perished in the Holocaust set in motion by Hitler, Hess was allowed to live on the Führer's whim. Alan Hall, the single Jew that Hitler wanted to save, astonishing letter reveals how Führer ordered Gestapo to leave his WW1 commander alone, Mail Online, July 5, 2012. Schindler's List is a 1993 American epic drama film directed and co-produced by Steven Spielberg. It is derived from the novel Schindler's Ark by Thomas Keneally. The film is based on the true story of Nazi Czech businessman Oskar Schindler, who uses Jewish labor to start a factory in occupied Poland. As World War II progresses, and the fate of the Jews becomes more and more clear, Schindler's motivations switch from profit to human sympathy, and he is able to save about 1,100 Jews from being gassed at the Auschwitz concentration camp. The dogmatic framework of Alfred Rosenberg permeated nearly every phase of the Nazi system. Houston Stuart Chamberlain, the English son-in-law of the German composer Richard Wagner, strongly influenced Alfred Rosenberg. Chamberlain endorsed a concept of Teutonic supremacy that he alleged was embodied in the works of Wagner. Both Chamberlain and Rosenberg developed positive Christianity, which was intended to be intermediary to a new Nazi religious code. It claimed that Jesus struggled against Judaism and was a member of an Indo-European, Nordic enclave resident in ancient Galilee. Alfred Rosenberg's shameful approach was invented to ensnare and terrorize the Nordic Jewish identity. Rosenberg became minister for the occupied Eastern territories. Rosenberg was convinced of the communist threat and of the supposed fragility of the Soviet Union's political constitution. Jewish Bolshevism was accepted as a target for Nazism throughout the early 1920s. Alfred Rosenberg was tried at Nuremberg as a war criminal, sentenced to death for crimes against humanity, and executed by hanging. The U.S. government recovered 400 pages from the long-lost diary of Alfred Rosenberg in 2013. His diary provided a look at key steps in building the Nazi ideology. While Russian Jews went to slave labor camps, and Near East Jews were sent to the gas chambers, Nazi Party philosopher Rosenberg pledged a pretended Ashkenazi concordat to look for the Führer's so-called Germanic tribes of a forgotten Aryan master race. In his 2002 book, Hitler's Jewish Soldiers, The Untold Story of Nazi Racial Laws and Men of Jewish Descent in the German Military, Brian Mark Rigg, professor of history at American Military University, showed that after centuries of Jewish assimilation and intermarriage in German society, Hitler discovered that eliminating Jews from the rest of the population was more difficult than he had anticipated. Contrary to conventional views, Rigg reveals that a startlingly large number of German military men were classified by the Nazis as Jews or partial Jews, Mischling, in the wake of racial laws first enacted in the mid-1930s. Rig demonstrates that the actual number was much higher than previously thought, perhaps as many as 150,000 men, including decorated veterans and high-ranking officers, even generals and admirals. University Press of Kansas, 2013. Emil Maurice, a founder of the SS and one of Hitler's drivers, was Jewish. Author John Keegan wrote, "The revelation that Germans of Jewish blood, knowing the Nazi regime for what it was, served Hitler as uniformed members of his armed forces must come as a profound shock. It will surprise even professional historians of the Nazi years." In June 1941, more than 300 Jews found themselves in league with the Nazis when Finland, which had a mutual enemy in the Soviet Union, joined the war. The Jewish veterans, a handful of whom are still alive today, insist they're not ashamed of what they did. They lived in permanent fear of their identity being revealed, but, incredibly, on the occasions that it was, the German soldiers took the matter no further. The men were Finnish, they had the full support of their superior officers, and the Germans, while often shocked to find themselves fighting alongside Jews, did not have the authority to upbraid them. In fact, where they found themselves outranked by a Jewish officer, they were forced to salute. Paul Kendall, "The Jews who fought for Hitler, we did not help the Germans. We had a common enemy," The Telegraph, March 9, 2014. "I had to do my duty, like everyone," one Finnish soldier stated. "We weren't Jews fighting in a Finnish army, we were Finnish people, Finnish soldiers, fighting for our country." For all intents and purposes, the most prominent Ashkenazim are members of the Rothschild banking dynasty. Various ancestry academics have said the Rothschilds are descended from the Black Sea Hazars, who were in fact Turkic Caucasians. In 2013, the team led by Professor Martin Richards in England analyzed mitochondrial DNA, a genetic element inherited only through the female line, and deduced that merely four Jewish women were the ancestresses of practically all of today's Ashkenazim. A 2017 ruling in Jewish law allowed a genetic test to be used as proof of Jewish descent. Thus, the great majority of Ashkenazi maternal lineages were not brought from the Levant, as commonly supposed, Dr. Richards and colleagues conclude in their paper. Overall, at least 80% of Ashkenazi maternal ancestry comes from women indigenous to Europe, and 8% from the Near East, with the rest uncertain, the researchers estimate. Nicholas Wade, "Genes suggest European women at root of Ashkenazi family tree," International New York Times, October 8, 2013. Consequently, the Rothschilds are possibly not of the Near East group, but Franks or Saxons whose maternal lineage converted to Judaism, in Charlemagne's Saxon Wars. This could offer some rationale that the Bank dynasty did in fact back Hitler. Various stories said the Nazi leader and the Rothschilds were from the same bloodline, and the Rockefeller and the Rothschild families are also from matching ancestry. One noticeable liaison between Nazism and the House of Rothschild was Emil George von Stauss, the president of Germany's largest bank, the Deutsche Bank. Von Stauss, a chief Nazi party fundraiser, was a longtime business partner of the Rothschilds. In 1924, von Stauss allegedly lent Hitler a portable Remington typewriter so he could write his infamous anti-Jewish banker manifesto Mein Kampf. Hitler dictated Mein Kampf to typists Rudolf Hess and Emil Maurice during his cushy 8-month stay at Landsberg prison in April, December 1924. His 5-year sentence was commuted. He had a 2-room suite with a view and was allowed to receive gifts and visitors. Von Stauss was part of a Hitler support group consisting of wealthy Illuminati. Helene Beckstein, the wife of the piano manufacturer, pretended to be Hitler's adopted mother and smuggled out sections of the manuscript. Henry Mockau, Ph.D., Mein Kampf: Hitler Used Rothschild Banker's Typewriter, July 6, 2007. Yet the recent mitochondrial DNA analysis is possibly troubling for Illuminati allies that aim to distinguish the House of Rothschild as a redeemer of religious Zionism. The famed tycoon with the wealth of King Solomon that transferred the chosen people back to the Promised Land in 1948 was perhaps not of the Levant. The Ashkenazi Jewish population has a short, less than 1,000-year, history. Mitochondrial scrutiny reawakened opinions that both Nazism and communism were forged opposition made up by central bankers with inbred schizophrenic pedigrees. The Canadian author Henry Mockow said, "Mankind is stunted because a tiny clique usurped control of money-making. This began when gold dealers realized they could issue receipts for gold they didn't have. They became bankers who figured they could also issue more loans than they have money, by a simple bookkeeping entry. They used this golden goose to take control of the world's wealth and put accomplices in charge of government, media, and education. They arranged for our national governments to guarantee the paper they print. War, including the war on terror, is designed to create a world police state to protect the central banker monopoly on power and wealth. The Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse is a 1962 film by Vincente Minnelli with Glenn Ford, Ingrid Thulin, and Charles Boyer. It is a remake of the 1921 anti-war narrative that set the stardom of Rudolph Valentino. For this new version of the Vicente Blasco and Bene novel, the setting was shifted from the First World War to the Second. Members of a wealthy banking cartel family ponder on opposite sides during World War II. Germany outwardly seized the Rothschilds' property. An obligatory enemy movie, The Rothschilds was released in July 1940. But German audiences were left unclear as to just who they were mainly supposed to hate. Goebbels quickly had the film pulled from distribution. An enhanced version purged of any conceivable sympathies for its British characters was released 1 year later renamed, The Rothschilds, Shares in Waterloo. By then its iconic value had passed. It was by design a commercial flop. At the age of 5, the SS adopted Alex Kurzum and he became a handpicked good luck model of Aryan charm. In newsreels, he was paraded as the Reich's youngest Nazi and Alex the Boy mascot said he witnessed some unspeakable atrocities. In 1997, Kurzum revealed to the media that he was a Jewish boy who had escaped from a Nazi death squad. Mark Kurzum, the mascot, Unraveling the Mystery of My Jewish Father's Nazi Boyhood, 2007. Corporations sought the same rights as personhood while a vast banking empire was honored as a promised land redeemer thanks to official leases. Critique of Rothschild financiers in the House of Lords was uncouth. But in 2012, Nathaniel Rothschild, the billionaire financier, lost a high court libel action over a Daily Mail claim that he was the puppet master behind a deal involving Lord Mandelson and a Russian oligarch. London's High Court said, the words complained of were substantially true.